Okay, I got that recording. Excuse me. Now that that's delicious Chinese food and diet Sprite or Sprite Zero. Everything's recording. I got a new mic. You see the new mic?
Ooh,
Ooh, yeah,
fancy.
I'm
Another
stroking this
write-off, huh?
cylindrical object, but yeah, it sounded okay on Animeversal. But I still got to play with the sound. Like it feels more quiet than it should be. But
It sound
you can
good.
always turn it up in post.
All
Yeah.
right.
You ready to do this, Nick? I
Yeah.
guess it would be beneficial if I had my stuff ready. Welcome everybody to Marvel Multiverse Mayhem. You're supposed to go woo mayhem on that.
Woo!
There you go.
Mayhem!
LRM Online and the Genreverse Podcast Network's premier, one and only Marvel-oriented podcast here on the Genreverse Podcast Network, which I said LRM Online is the website. Go there every day for all of your entertainment news, needs, opinions, interviews, all sorts of fun stuff we'll talk about a bit later. Yeah, if you're listening to us on your favorite podcast app, make sure you're following the Genreverse, so you don't miss this or any of our other great shows. And if you're watching us on YouTube, which would be really cool because, you know, Nick has got
an HD
new camera and stuff.
Ooh,
So
ooh.
there he goes. I just mentioned his name. He's Nick. I'm Kyle. And welcome to what I'm kind of calling the state of the multiverse.
Did you say this part? Who were brought to you by?
Oh yeah,
we're the pros.
Grow Generation.
We're the
we're
pros.
The pros. Pause, pause, go,
go to grow.
Pause, pause, pause.
No, you only pause
to
once.
Grow, pause, pause.
I just try to make the pause longer every episode. So people listening at home where there's just silence, that's intentional.
Yeah, so the state of the multiverse, we kind of have a lull between shows and movies. And yeah, it's, oh man. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness has been discussed a lot, both on podcasts and in our Discord channel, which you guys should totally check out. Link in our description box. And if you see me kind of going in and out, I'm trying to fix a box for another slide that Nick will be in. Anyways, there's been a lot of talk about it. And a lot of people have had some mixed reactions to it, but the thing is we've got more to come. But one of the things that people have been talking about with Multiverse of Madness, including myself, was how it doesn't feel like we moved anywhere. And it's like the only next movie I think that could actually move things forward is Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantum,
we kind of discussed last
yeah.
week.
So I kind of wanted to start out, Nick, by kind of reviewing what we've seen from Phase 4 so far. And I grabbed a site, Den of Geek piece, and, of course, the Marvel Wiki, Marvel Cinematic Universe at Fandom Wiki to kind of help with the calendars stuff. And, dude... Phase 4 started with Black Widow, technically, you know?
WandaVision.
Well, movie-wise.
Oh, we're just talking movies right now?
No, okay. We'll talk both, but movie-wise.
Separate.
Yeah. It started with Black Widow being, you know, dual-released. It did okay. Disney really spun the numbers quite a bit. But you could already tell that Disney had the streaming stuff in mind, because before that, like Nick pointed out, we had WandaVision and didn't
WandaVision.
Falcon and
Winter
Soldier before it
yeah,
as well. Yeah.
That was May, I think.
Exactly. So we got several shows, the first ones ever for the MCU. We had one shots in movies. That's it. Well, tie-in comics. Those don't count.
James Gunn himself
that
says
yeah.
those are not canon because they added they added a pass for some of the Guardians of the Galaxy because they're always prequel comics, and he's like, has nothing to do with my script. I did not sign up for that. These are not canon. I think they stopped doing them, didn't they?
For the most part, but I still think there are tie-ins. They just might not be as written, thought out. I don't know what the phrasing should be, but less
Lana.
Concerned with canon. So here's the point. We're kind of rambling here, man. Phase four, it had a kind of a rough start with the pandemic. But a lot of promises and a lot of projects that a lot of people were looking forward to. Black Widow, spy action thriller, WandaVision, and Captain America, Falcon Winter Soldier is the name of the show really had people excited to see, you know, what a series could do. Eternals was on people's mind. First Marvel film with like big names from the get-go. What are you thinking about the phase so far, man? How you feeling about phase four up until the Multiverse of Madness?
I know this is a lot of people's complaint, but it's kind of like the idea that we don't know exactly where we're headed. We're not looking for the, you know, and this is Feige doing it intentionally, I believe, where we're not looking towards, is this movie going to have Infinity Stone? Is this movie going to have an Infinity Stone? Is this movie going to have Kang? Is like, it's more nebulous where we're seem to be going in many different directions. As we've discussed here, like you have your Gammas shows, your shows that lead into the cosmic, Secret Invasion, Miss Marvel, Captain, the Marvels, coming up. You have like your Ironheart and Armor Wars that will deal with more of the Tony Stark's legacy side of things. So I kind of like that we don't know exactly where we're going, and that Kevin Feige originally said with Infinity War and Endgame, he's like, I shouldn't announce stuff like that so far in the future. People skipped other movies because they only cared about like what will happen in Infinity War parts 1 and 2. So I think he's being very intentional and leaving it very nebulous, you know. And of course, we also have our multiverse shows and movies, where it's like typical Marvel comics. Unless every movie is leading to, not every comic leads to an event. Like sometimes only some of them do. And right now we just kind of have an open world where we don't know what's going to happen next. I think the best clue we got is the end of Spider-Man. He is the most concrete thing going forward, is that he'll finally be the Amazing Spider-Man. And I'm okay with that.
Maybe.
I'm okay with that. I did enjoy all the Easter eggs.
Want to do more right now.
We'll see. But they did pull John Watts off Fantastic Four for Spider-Man, mm-hmm. didn't they? Or was that a rumor?
He's not directing it anymore, but that doesn't mean that Spider-Man 4 still happening. I was just saying, you know, Holland has kind of made it seem several times that if it doesn't, that he wouldn't be too brokenhearted about it.
I would
maybe not. Well, so would I for the most part.
Yeah, that's my overall thoughts. I enjoyed Infinity Saga and being like, oh, well, they're going to introduce a stone in Black Panther, right? And it's like, oh, no, they didn't. But yeah, what are your thoughts, Kyle?
It's not so much that I'm expecting another Avengers. Like I said, we don't need another Avengers. I'm not.
Eventually we do, but not
eventually. But I didn't expect it every phase like we got in 1 through 3. What I did expect is that this is a two things. This is a shared universe, so I expected more connections, not just big story connections, but old fashioned name drops and more entities crossing over, because now everyone knows. You remember phase one? No one knew about the heroes. It was just some weird events on different parts of the world and country. And then in phase two, some people were aware, but SHIELD and the government were still trying to push you know, a lot of things down, and that leads into your Civil War and stuff. But by the time you get to Civil War, and especially after Age of Ultron, by the time you get to Phase 3 Civil War or whatever, you've got everyone knows about it. Every entity, every department, government agent, regular Joe Schmo, like everyone knows. And I don't feel like these were very, very, very connected. And I, like I said, it doesn't have to be story-wise. Like, we don't need a Nick Fury for Phase 4.
No, where, I do like Val.
But even her, they build her up quite a bit.
She's only in a certain corner also.
Right, but she doesn't even appear in all of those corners.
Exactly.
For all of those shows, you know?
I will say, I forgot to mention one thing. Quality-wise, mm-hmm. I would say it. Film-wise, definitely. See, I'd say 4 is worse than 1 as far as the quality of the movies we've been getting overall. We'll talk about our favorites and our least favorites.
Maybe.
Seems like they've taken a step back.
Yeah. The other issue that I really have is the multiverse itself. The multiverse was billed to us like it was going to happen, especially by now. They really teased it leading up into Loki with the TVA, and then we get to No Way Home, and we're expecting some more stuff, and it's a completely different multiversal situation, and we're like, okay, so something big will happen with No Way Home. No, at the end of it, everything's tied up again, nice and neat, pushed to the side. Loki kind of shows a whole bunch of crazy stuff happening, but none of that is happening yet. And I know there's reports, Feige out there having said stuff like, oh yeah, Loki happened, you know, makes No Way Home and Multiverse of Madness. But it's like, where was that? Because then you get to get to Multiverse of Madness, and at the end of the movie, there are no more incursions. People can travel. We know that you've got America, but that nothing changed. The universe did not really change, and for the most part, other than the Carmitage sorcerers that Wanda killed and people in some other universes, the prime universe is no different. Like, literally, dude, we've had a few character growth things for, like, Loki, Falcon, now Captain America, Sam Wilson, character moments for a little bit for Strange, but even he, as you see, if you've seen the movie, I'm not going to spoil anything, but if you've seen the movie, you know that he really hasn't changed all that much. You know, he's still Stephen Strange. But it's really those two points. The lack of any type, like I said, it should now be name dropping all the time to feel like a connected universe where all of this shit happens. And I want the multiverse to happen, and it hasn't, and it's like, are we really going to have to wait until Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania? Because we'll look at, you know, what's coming up next, but what's coming up next, Nick, a lot of that stuff isn't going to push the MCU forward at all either.
We're still stuck in like the immediate post blip.
Yeah, and
it's like,
and
everyone's
nothing,
still recovering from it. Still has,
and nothing's
from
really
it. Still blaming Doctor Strange for it, you know.
Yeah. So what do you think about that? The fact that the multiverse really hasn't happened yet, and we've had Loki, No Way Home, and Multiverse of Madness, and yet we still know jack shit about mutants. There's, you know what, guys, we're not going to be able to talk Doc Strange and multiverse stuff without spoilers. So if you haven't seen Multiverse of Madness, you might want to come back to this episode after you do, because we're going to have to mention some mutants and other things. So, yeah, there's your spoiler warning. But, yeah, Nick, I mean, no mutants. You have a throwaway Mr. Fantastic, which, like I mentioned, yes, you know, the other day on Slack, it doesn't have to be Krasinski.
Yeah,
besides the Peter Parkers, all the damn Lokis.
Female, you know? Loki, black,
so,
Loki, who is Loki the Bold.
Yep. Yeah. So,
and
what?
Because I was thinking about that today, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
That with Spider-Man, they kind of had to do it. You know, it was like an obligation. But with Loki, made the conscious decision to show us you don't look the same in every multiverse.
Yeah, you can look the same, and you can look different.
You might be Hulk Loki. You might be Blue Loki or Green Loki. You know. But I still wonder if that casting is legit. Obviously, we're preferring to John Kerensky as Reed Richards, the smartest man in the world in the Illuminati, who suffers a terrible, terrible death like everyone else. I did have this thought, Kyle. Let me ask you about it. I think, well, and then I have a comment. I think that they've killed off the two mutant characters intentionally so that there's no, like, maybe Scarlet Witch is good for gone for good, so that there's no confusion where it's like, well, there are mutants in one version and we haven't seen mutants yet, and then this, they're Avengers. I almost think you've got rid of Quicksilver immediately, and then you got rid of Wanda. It's like, now it's, there will be no confusion that the X-Men are a separate entity. And to your, to my overall point, I think we're kind of still in the early phases, not literal phases, but like early chipping away at the multiverse, because I think it's going to culminate in a Secret Wars
then
type
why
event.
Why do they,
they're just going to tease it around for 10 years like Infinity War, where they introduce Thanos like eight years before he shows up.
But that also required them building the universe. The universe is built now. They've had three multiversal events, so to speak. Loki, No Way Home, and Multiverse of Madness. Like I said, man, and they bill each one as, you know, the multiverse is happening. Everything's changing. Like, we keep being told the universe is changing. It all leads up to this. And at the end of the day, man, where is my multiverse? Yes, I've seen other universes. Big,
I think we're
freaking deal.
I think that as to the Loki point, I have two theories on it. Why doesn't it connect as much, and why Kevin Feige referencing it makes me think that maybe this is my headcanon. There's two different versions of my headcanon. One, it's brought the universes closer together so that it's easier to break the barrier. Because Amanda Chavez hasn't been breaking the barrier for that long. Like, and she's the one who can punch through universes. America. Did I call her again? I call her Amanda Chavez. I do that every show, even on Breaking Geek. Or second headcanon is that we have no idea when Loki takes place outside of, like, what time it is in 616 when Loki is taking place. Because technically, at the end of time, they broke the multiverse. But where did it happen? Like, where does it actually fall in the 616 timeline?
I would love to know. I would love to know.
Because I think your next two steps, we've said Ant-Man, but obviously Loki season 2 is also next year. And they've started, I think, they started production this week or very soon. So those will be the next two, I think, where we'll see any sort of forward movement. So not until next year, 2023.
Yeah, I hope. But my point still stands that they kept billing things as already happening as you know, moving forward. And we haven't.
I almost feel like part of it may be that they're afraid of losing viewers, because, like, you have to see everything, and I can be like, oh no, to watch this movie you only need to see these ones, so you can skip
that one.
You don't need to see Eternals to see Spider-Man. You really don't even need to see Spider-Man to see Doctor Strange, as it turns out, because they don't reference it at all.
I'm gonna go more nefarious. A while ago, it came out, Feige and company basically saying that they didn't plan things. That's a lie, not outright lie, but like an Obi-Wan Kenobi
style. From a certain point of view.
Exactly. Because we've heard the other stories about the writers and the Marvel way of managing stories, and we know they're very fluid and flexible, willing to change things as they go along, but they did have a plan. It's been talked about. That was... It's there. I mean, whether they want to say, oh, because we can and did change things, movies were dropped, like Inhumans and stuff like that, that it wasn't planned. Well, no, you adjusted the plan. This honestly is feeling more DC-ish and less.
That's not as bad as the other thing you could have said.
Less planish, you know, like.
I thought you were gonna say Star Wars sequelish.
Oh,
like,
God.
Even worse than
no,
DC-ish.
It's not that. It's not that bad.
Have a goddamn
so,
plan.
So here's how I kind of think of it. Before we take the ad break, Phase 1 through 3 had a plan that was adjusted.
Evolved.
Okay? They are working with an outline and adjusting the outline. But the problem is outlines, anyone that's ever done project management or done any, we'll just stick with project management. The outline doesn't have all the information. And when, you know, Director C needs to see what's going on in Project A, the outline might be changing too much. It doesn't have enough details. It feels really disjointed, and I don't know. It might not even be that. It might literally be all of the filming and production issues caused by the pandemic and you know, related things. So I don't know, man. Do you honestly feel that phase four so far, shows included, because not all the shows have been hits. You and I have had to complain about each one for different things, including too much filler, to, you know, certain things cut out. It feels odd. Does this feel well put together?
It like does feel they're in their 12th year compared to earlier stuff. Like it's not even, it wouldn't even be a sophomore slump. It would be like a senior slump. I mean, it's I still love it. I'll watch all of it multiple times, you know, except for I haven't only seen Eternals once, even though I'm going to watch it for free with Disney Plus.
Don't know if I will.
But yeah, it's interesting. Obviously, there is a plan. Like, Feige isn't going to just let things be frivolous. He's not.
Oh, there's an outline.
DC. But I just think we don't see it yet because we have so many different shows and so many different corners. Like, Moon Knight's off on its own complete self with a different set of gods. And even, like I said, we have a Gamma show coming up. We have multiple tech shows. We have more multiverse shit. We have a lot of space shit from Thor, Guardians Holiday Special, Guardians, the Marvels. So I just think right now it's kind of like feels more like comic books and less like the MCU we're used to, where it's like, okay, I'm reading Captain Marvel. This is cool. Yeah, even and we'll see when it crosses over with someone. Yeah, and I mean, even Moon Knight.
I don't even care about the name. I don't even care about the crossovers. I just want to feel like I'm in the universe, you know?
Even Moon Knight had one of the most important name drops, I thought. I think it only had one, but when they said, what's the name of that town again? Madripoor. When they said that, I was like, yep, we're in the Marvel Cinematic. Like, well, all it took was one reference the entire season, and I was like, yes, we're in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. She met the scumbag in Madripoor.
Yeah, so. And that's good. Things like that. Like I said, it's like when they're doing a panel that takes place in Hell's Kitchen, but it's a Carol Danvers Captain Marvel book, and you see the bar fucking starts with a J. Foggy and Matt were always there. I can't remember, but you see that, you know, or you see just the sanctum in the background of a shot from Spider-Man, and then that book has nothing to do with Doctor Strange. It's just, you remember Doctor Strange lives here. I would like more of that. This
more of like Loki just changing into Captain America. You know, like little references, like that's a quick Easter egg. That's not even a real.
I know, but it doesn't even have to be a big star. I don't even need the cameos. I just want the universe.
I still feel like it's super connected, like, but it has fractured, and I think we'll see it come together in time for the next event. I think Kang will be the next Avengers level threat, even if it is not an official Avengers movie. We'll have like our new captain, old Captain Marvel, a new Captain America.
What, in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania?
No, I'm saying I think eventually there'll be, even if they don't call it The Avengers.
Right.
I think eventually there'll be a big crossover movie with, it probably will be called The Avengers Time War, you know, or something that has war in the title, but.
Yeah. Anyways, let's take a quick word from our sponsor, come back and talk some more about Phase 4.
Grow Generation, where the pros go to grow. From propagation to harvest, they have everything you need for your special garden. Grow Generation serves customers across the nation and carries a wide inventory of renowned cultivation brands. Go to www.growgeneration.com, where the pros go to grow.
I was getting a headache and nauseous from not wearing my glasses. So screw you guys, I'm wearing them. Thank you, Grow Generation, for sponsoring the episode. That screw you was to our audience, not our sponsors. Wait, what?
What? No, we love you guys.
What is that? HD. Oh my god.
Kyle's getting blown up.
No, my mom's sent this I can't block the phone number. It's like a like one of those electric wheelchairs, but it's for two. So it's like a golf cart with powered wheelchair chairs instead of a golf cart chair. Both of my parents are disabled. Anyways, so favorites and least favorites for this and
are we make separating it, TVs and movies again?
Yeah, I was gonna
it's
say
kind of weird to your... separate them, but I think it's easier.
Well, because they all feel that different. I mean, they really do. These feel somewhere in between the Netflix Daredevil, Punisher, Jessica Jones 1 and 3, and Luke Cage. Yeah, I ignored one for a reason. It feels more like between those and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. versus.
Don't you say that
between. Between the Netflix stuff and the MCU, this, I don't know. But anyways, yeah. So Nick, why don't you tell me? We'll start with TV shows. What's been your favorite, man?
It is so hard to say. I haven't had one I disliked. Whereas I can say I've had one I disliked in the movie realm. Because they've all been fun. I'm actually, even though I kept saying Moon Knight's my favorite, I want to lean to the one that I enjoyed the most, even if it wasn't the cleanest, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, because it's all about, the Captain America was always my favorite, and now I get a show about his two sidekicks, like, give it to me. I mean, it's not the best made of all of them, it doesn't have the most forward momentum as far as changing the universe, and it's not as wacky as Loki or Moon Knight, but it's just... It's a good action series with two characters that need more development, and I got it.
Yeah.
An Isaiah Bradley storyline. So I guess least favorite?
Well, no, just
stick just favorite right
for,
now.
For,
okay.
For a second.
Favorite.
I liked Falcon and Winter Soldier a lot. I had a lot to connect with it, but it didn't have the same rewatch value to me. It's much like Hawkeye, where seeing it once was enough. But I would like to watch
at least three times.
I would like to watch clips of some of these again, and I would choose Falcon and Winter Soldier clips over Hawkeye clips. But, yeah, man, it really felt hurt by the pandemic, both in production, story. Political shit surrounding it. It was a really, really rough time, and you could tell they were trying to walk some wires. You know, like I said, budget, productions, story, all of it, not just any one. My favorite, and I had to think about this for a while because a lot of people don't really like it, and it's WandaVision. Well, why?
It is kind of the most important at this point. I didn't think about that.
Well, for me, it's not even the most important, but what I really like about it is that you get feel a bit better. You get the magic, like I said, real, you know, like stage magic and the misdirection and all of that, and not just the stage magic episode. The whole series is like a magic trick, and with a very, very sad ending to the magic trick. But I like that, and I love television, like TV. Well, these days it's mostly anime, but TV's my life. Like growing up, Christine and I just watched this meme video from another podcast on YouTube, Trash Taste, doing a competition of you laugh, you lose memes. And one of them is just the old cartoons from the company Deke, D-I-D-I-C. Mm-hmm. Something you and I, well, definitely me, somewhat you, grew up watching all sorts of cartoons, Saturday morning cartoons.
Which for me, it started when I started were like Looney Tunes and stuff, which I didn't realize were made decades before I was born.
Yeah, and broadcast afternoon or after school.
Disney afternoons.
Cartoons all had, not all, but many of them had the production company Deke behind them. And they're like a French company or something like that in Europe. They bought a bunch of rights. That's how we got Inspector Gadget. Like that came from Deke.
Love
and these guys on the Trash Taste show, three of them didn't know it. They did not know it. Now
age?
They're not Americans, yeah. But these cartoons are very, and like I said, it was a European company, but one person knew it. And he was like, "That's a real clip," and all of them were like, "What?" Because they were all like, "Oh, it's a funny." A funny way of saying dick. But, you know, I'm a big fan of TV shows. Sitcoms are like lifeblood to me up into the mid-2000s. And I've only seen a few in since the mid-2000s that have been good. So I love those aspects, man. What'd you think of WandaVision? Just because I bounced off yours, you can bounce.
I do like WandaVision a lot more after Doctor Strange. It still looks the cheapest, especially the finale. Looks like they ran out of money for the finale, and everything else looks great. It seems so TV that they're on these like streets and like I don't know, but it's good story wise. I still love the meme that all these movies and TV shows are all about depression. And, you know, because all the, you can pick, even Falcon the Winter Soldier is probably the least amount of about it. There's an image in that, like,
PTSD is pretty freaking
depressing. Well, I know, but like, there's an image in, they have like an image from each movie and TV show, and it's Bucky by the fire crying as he's getting his mind back. Not less PTSD and more the brainwashing part of his life. Because obviously the show deals with PTSD, and Falcon was introduced, Sam Wilson, and Captain America 2 as someone who led a group about PTSD after being lapped by Captain America. But
on your left.
So that's a good, I like your pick as well.
So
mine was more preference, not even like quality. Like I said, I was just like, I love those two guys. I want to see them together again.
That's all my preference. I think I would have to say just real quick, I think probably the best all around made is probably Moon Knight. But like you said,
quality?
That's,
yes.
That's much later production issues, completely different. I'll start with my least favorite.
Let's do it.
For all of these shows, and it really came down to Hawkeye or Falcon and Winter Soldier, and it's Hawkeye. There's moments that I absolutely love in there, but you wanted to talk about just a complete like waste of a character at the end, and not that he's that Kingpin is dead or anything, but just the way they used him, like it just, dude, it, that show had a lot of potential and it went nowhere.
I this is way harder than picking a favorite was hard, because like I said, I've enjoyed all of them. I've watched all of them, every episode at least three times.
I haven't watched many of them. I think maybe when WandaVision got rewatched, but
I'm going to say What If, just because it's animated. It's the only reason. I am a sucker for live action. What If is still fantastic, but they're all fucking fantastic in different ways.
What a cop-out.
And What If,
man,
wasn't as important as we thought it would be, and that's absolutely something you don't have to see Doctor Strange. In fact, it's confusing because you think you're getting that Doctor Strange from What If, but you're just getting Captain Carter.
Yeah,
it's good. And it's good. I can't wait for season two. But just same thing with the Spider-Verse, Into the Spider-Verse. It's like, if it's animated, it takes away a lot of danger and drama for me.
For you.
As far as superhero franchises. Yes.
For you. Even though
for me personally,
they're based on comic books that are drawn.
I know, but
like cartoons.
But like Spider-Man 2 will always have higher stakes than Into the Spider-Verse, just because I'm watching real actors. Or stuntmen fake punch each other.
Yeah, you mentioned how how it's not the Strange from What If. That
X-Men, which made it confusing to some. We thought it would. The trailer teased it would.
Trailer makes it look like it, but once you see the movie, anyone with half a brain should be able to clearly understand that wasn't the same guy. If you saw What If, because you would know that Strange is in a prison holding other prisoners.
And in the trailer, they showed us everything collapsing, and it looked like
it exactly. And see, that's what I was saying earlier. How they build that movie to be like everything's led up to this. The multiverse is here. It's happening. No, anyways, that X-Men music, the animated music that played for Xavier in mm-hmm. Multiverse of Madness. Is not the cartoon one.
97.
The writer said it's not him.
It's just a nod
variant.
There are variants of the ones that look similar to the variants with the X-Men theme and the wheelchair. It's just a different. There's a
so
infinite multiverses. Some are similar to X-Men 97, and some that are completely different.
And this is one of the drawbacks of multiverses, even in comics, is it's a cop out for anything that you don't want. Oh, that was just a pocket universe. Another
as long as we don't see Tony Stark.
An alternate story, you know. So
no Tony Stark at all. I'm actually, even though I love Tom Cruise, I'm glad he was not Superior Iron Man.
Thank God.
Just no more Tony Stark, especially if it's like RDJ. Well, bring us backwards.
You're gonna get some stuff related to him in Armor Wars, but yeah.
Yeah, but that's his like I said earlier when we were discussing Armor Wars, that's his legacy. His legacy is the point of Armor Wars and Ironheart, and even Black Panther, which I believe has Riri Williams in it.
Yeah. So movies, man. What's been your favorite movie so far?
I think this is the easy side of the questions.
No Way Home.
Fucking great. I like the Multiverse of Madness too, but No Way Home was like so pleasing. Every audience, I only went to it twice, but one was like 2 weeks after it came out, and people were still freaking out over Daredevil and Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire. And of course, I still think Willem Dafoe is the best villain Marvel or DC has ever cast, or actor as a villain. Probably in the history of superhero movies or TV shows, I would say.
I don't know. Hiddleston's
great, but he'll great never have Loki. That. And Loki's kind of a gray villain too. Norman is just like,
well, yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, because we like Loki as a hero now, mm-hmm. not necessarily a hero, but he came back through the Thor movies and was a good guy by the time Thanos killed him, and even in Loki the TV show, he's beginning to have a conscience, even though he has to start from scratch. So, but I know Loki's a great villain. I'm just saying, I don't think they'll ever top my first villain in a superhero movie film in theaters, which was Willem Dafoe.
Nostalgia is a hell of a drug, Nick. So
it is, but Willem Dafoe is also a fucking hell of an actor.
Yeah, he is. I would have to agree. It's No Way Home. Although
you won't rewatch it because you're afraid.
Because I'm scared it won't hold up. The nostalgia doesn't do it for me anymore, man. It didn't even do it for me in the theaters because I don't like Andrew Garfield's movies at all. And
we've discussed a lot. It makes fun of them and stuff.
It does, but other people eat it up in a completely different way, and that's fine. I just don't. It doesn't do it for me. And I don't care for Toby's because I've got Holland. I don't need them anymore. It looks freaking ridiculous these days, comparatively. But again, to each their own. And I think you and I probably have to
remember where you came from.
What's
always
that?
Always remember where you came from.
You do. I can appreciate it. It doesn't mean that I have to say it's still good quality or something like that. It's quality for what it was when it came out. But does it hold up? No. There's a movie I talk about very often whenever I get on this whole holding up and when nostalgia is a hell of a drug. There's a movie that I love. It is complete trash. It's not very well written. Plot holes all over the place. The acting is okay, but it is one of my oldest favorite films, and it's Little Monsters with Fred and Ben Savage and Howie Mandel about the monster universe under the beds. Because I had that love for it when I was young, I do carry that forward. It is still not a very well-made movie. Now, there's nothing for me to latch on to like a new Spider-Man with Holland for Little Monsters. And it's one of those things that I was so enamored with creating my own head canons for comic book ideas or prequel ideas of how that universe came to be that to this day, I still love watching it with my son. It's funny. It's stupid, though. But it's not a well-made movie, and you will never ever hear me say. You can look at your love of things objectively, and it's okay to say where problems are. I don't get how people just love everything that they hated 10 years ago.
I agree with you on that. But I did love Tobey Maguire, and that was 20 years ago. I never liked Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. I've seen a lot of projects since then where he's a great actor, but I've never liked his version of Peter Parker, and that does not change. It showed a different side of him. He was funny, but I'd have to see it for this just for myself if they did Amazing Spider-Man 3, but I would not be excited like marking my calendar a Spider-Man 4.
Mugging the camera right now.
I would watch it. His performance in that is fine. It has not brought the franchise up at all in my brain. The Amazing Spider-Man franchise was not improved because of him appearing in No Way Home.
No. And I think you and I probably agree on the worst movie.
Eternals. Seen it? Oh, you haven't finished it.
No.
Yeah,
no,
the Eternals. It's easy.
I told you where I had gotten to where I forgot. They discover what's her name's been killed and
maybe a halfway point. I don't even fucking know.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
Awful.
Because I've only watched Shang-Chi once, but I should give it a second watch. It's not terrible. It's actually pretty good. Widow, I probably watched three times. Black Widow has more faults than Shang-Chi.
I only watched that one once.
I really love Doctor Strange, but I'm going to wait until it hits home video before I watch it again. I'm not going to the theaters to see Doctor Strange again. But I will say, this is a conversation we've had before. I wouldn't raise its ranking because it's hard to raise it from an A. But the more I think about the movie, the more excited I get about it. Like all the little things that you wouldn't think about the day after you saw it or the night after you saw it.
Oh, yeah.
Or like little things.
I think
like
I might
dream walking and stuff. Where you're like, that's cool.
Yeah, I might have to change, you know, that the No Way Home answer. Because like I said, I think I would enjoy Doc Strange again. And instead,
you'd rather rewatch that than rewatch No Way Home. Yeah. But that's because you like No Way Home so much that you're being afraid to let down by it, it feels like. You hold it in such high regard.
No, it wasn't that
you don't
I liked
want to watch
it
again
so
and
much.
Be like, ooh.
No, it's more like I liked it well enough, but if it doesn't hold up, dude, I fucking love Homecoming and Far From Home. Like, those to me feel more Spider-Man than anything. And I was in high school, of course. What was it, 2002? So junior year of high school when going into junior
eighth
year,
grade. Into eighth grade for me,
when the first Toby. Spider-Man came out, and I thought that was amazing. It wasn't perfect. It wasn't spot on, especially the Spider-Man aspect. But it was good. Good. No, Holland blew it out of the water, man. That's my Spider-Man. That feels like Spider-Man.
One of my favorite scenes that I almost forgot about in Doctor Strange, where she's like, so they come out of his butt.
Yeah.
She's talking about the webs, and I'm like, that's how it should have been with Toby's, because they're natural and spiders don't shoot webs out of their hands.
Nope. They sure don't. I kind of want to just take a quick look at a few of the projects coming up for 22 and 23. We know we've got I'll bring over the site. Next year we've got a few allegedly, well, I think it's pretty official now, the joint Marvel and Sony Productions of Craven and
Madam Web. To this news.
I love the beer. This news I do not like.
But we've got Ms. Marvel coming up next. So that's on Disney Plus. We've got Thor: Love and Thunder hitting in July. I'm excited about that. That looks great. No date for She-Hulk, but it's supposed to come out this year. This fall we're supposed to be getting Werewolf by Night.
Is this Halloween? I thought that was next Halloween. I think it's next Halloween. I looked at a list of this year's movies today from fandom or someone. They didn't include. I think Werewolf by Night is 2023 Halloween.
They haven't started production for 22.
Other shows that come out next year are like through production. I think it's next year, but your source may be correct.
Oh, you might be on
the Christmas special is this year. I don't think the Halloween special Werewolf by Night is done until next year because they haven't cast it. They haven't.
It's not on the other one either. But anyways, and then to wrap up 22 in November, you've got Wakanda Forever. All of those really independent,
movies?
Setting up new people. What's that?
You did, but you missed one. The Guardians Holiday Special is this December.
Yeah. Okay, forgot about that.
I looked at a list today, the four movies this month. What are you most excited for?
With all of that in 22, nothing's going to move forward. You're going to get new characters like Miss Marvel introduced. Thor is going to be cosmic Guardians, Christmas cosmic stuff. Actually, it is looking like Werewolf by Night. It won't be titled that according to the direct. They keep saying 2022.
That's so weird because they've already started shooting other shows that don't come out till next year. Like,
but this is just like a special, man. This isn't going to take months of stuff.
They haven't cast anyone in Werewolf by Night.
Yeah, there's been casting already.
There has been? Okay.
Yes.
I would hope Moon Knight is in the small role just because that's the comic he came from.
Yeah.
And you could pull Blade in for a little bit if you want. We've had a Blade cast for years, so.
You could. Other than that, 2022, nothing big to move the world forward.
The multiverse year, world.
Right. Next year, you've got the Kraven the Hunter. Now here's the thing, man.
You hear that?
It's Marvel and Sony, and the other one is their Spider-Verse movie, their Madam Web. I think we're gonna get a Spider-Man in Kraven the Hunter. Which one it'll be, I don't know. But we've got that, and then the next big chemo moment, Quantumania, because that's the only thing where we know. Something we've already
Kang
seen
is involved. A version
is
of
going
Kang
to be
is involved.
Yeah. So, holy crap, man.
But it's still probably more related to time travel than it is universes collapsing on each other.
Yeah.
As far as this is probably the Kang. I read this week. Did you know they cut a reference to that version, the Egyptian version of Kang that was written for Moon Knight?
I'd heard that. Yeah.
I also. Well, I slipped my mind. I heard another story too, where I was like, "Well, that changes a lot, but it's gone."
And then you've got Guardians 3 in May. They put the Spider-Verse movies in here. I'm not counting those. Those aren't.
That's not
Marvel.
Yeah. That's a different
but then
multiverse.
Madam Web is supposed to be the Marvels. Captain Marvel 2. The Marvels. That El Muerto is 2024, so don't even worry about that. So
I'm worried about
July
it.
July 28th of 2023, the Marvels, man. Looking forward, the only thing that I really care to see, honestly, right now is movies. I'm definitely interested in Wakanda Forever, but and Thor. Those are you know, yes, we'll see 100%. But Thor Ant-Man and the Wasp and Guardians, like, that's all I care about, man. I
care about all the ones you just listed.
That's it. Just those four movies.
That's all the movies, though, isn't it? Which one?
No, you still got the Marvels.
I'm interested in the Marvels more than I have admitted.
And
I think that was
Webb
last break.
And Craven.
No, fuck those two. I don't give a shit about those two. They're in the Sony-verse. I don't care if Kevin Feige's involved. They've fucked that side of the universe up so fucking hard. I can't say fucking enough. Like, God, I remember the other news story. Apparently, some prints have removed the line where Vulture references Spider-Man of the current running version. He doesn't say we're putting a team together because there's a spider guy. He just says we're putting a team together.
Yeah,
which I thought was interesting news. I've read today they cut that out of a lot of prints.
Oh yeah,
I didn't know that before. Is that an older story?
Yeah. It wasn't in the movie.
He
doesn't say it.
I thought they
the
said Spider-Man. Okay, so I read it super old. I thought they left it in and then they cut it out like recently. People can always send a new digital file to a movie theater and be like, use this cut instead. Yeah, like with Cats. Where they fix the special effects in Cats because they were unfinished.
Oof. Yeah.
I shouldn't be comparing even Marvel Sony to Cats. That's my bad.
So what are you most looking forward to then, dude?
Honestly, even though it doesn't move the galaxy forward, give me all the Guardians and Thor I can eat.
Yeah, like, cosmic stuff.
Yeah, just for this cosmic stuff, but because the Guardians are in Thor. I don't know. It's because they're the funny movies. Taika Waititi's hilarious. And James Gunn is hilarious. It's like, I know James Gunn has promised Suicide Squad level deaths to his Guardians characters. But like, give me the funny. I'm interested in the funny movies. Even though obviously I want to see what Kang is up to. Or at least one of his variants. And Ant-Man and the Wasp. And I mean, it's not like I'm unexcited for any of them. It's, you know me, I'm excited for anything Marvel.
Yeah.
Could even look like, even stuff that looks terrible, as long as it's real Marvel, not Sony Marvel. I'm like, I'm there on that date, that Thursday night or that Wednesday, Tuesday night, depending if it's a show or a movie. So, gotta have my pops, gotta have my Marvel.
I would say probably Guardians 3 is the number one thing I'm looking forward to.
I would rank them identically, Thor and Guardians, because it seems like one continuing.
Yeah. But I do love that the Ant-Man movies. Ant-Man and the Wasp was a lot of fun. So was the first Ant-Man.
Underrated.
Underrated. Yeah, there you go.
People even skip Ant-Man and the Wasp. It's like, that's where he time travels into Endgame. Don't skip it. It's only a post-credit scene, but it's important.
Yeah. I had written here theories, but we've discussed so many little theories and things throughout all of our reviews, many of which don't come true at all. And some of which just, I don't think they're paying any attention to, like they don't care for a certain thread. They're just like, oh, that's just there, but
Mephisto.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. I hope we don't never see him at this point. It would be
like
funny.
Like I said, I think it's kind of a spit in the face of the writers of all those stories centered around that character from WandaVision and No Way Home to use everything but like that. I don't know, man. That just seems crappy.
I think it's the devil imagery thing that applies to country.
But it's not like that for China, man. They have ghosts and demons and things. It's more nuanced than the internet gives it those god awful commie.
Well, I mean, the main thing I knew is I love the Imagineering and the creation of Disneyland shows, documentaries on Disney Plus. And they talked about how they had to completely redesign Haunted Mansion because they could not use ghosts in it. So they had to give it a different historical, supernatural.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to say. It's things are a lot more nuanced and they have to be
agreed.
because their cultural stories and entertainment deals with supernatural stuff too.
Yes, but not literal American.
Exactly, like I said, it's very, very nuanced. So, I don't think it was just that. I don't know why they didn't, but it feels kind of like a your story was almost good enough. We're just gonna borrow these parts, but they amalgamate a lot of
That's the other thing is they do that.
So,
like, I saw Manny complaining about Civil War today on our Discord. Michelle should join. It's like, I wouldn't call that Civil War, but it's like, it's the Civil War of the MCU. You can't introduce all these, you can only use the characters you have. You can't introduce a team of teen superheroes set up. You have to, in fact, it's smarter to adapt it and use Sokovia as the inciting incident because you're following through with the story. But it'll be the same way if we get Secret Wars, you know, or something like that. It's like, you're not getting the comic book version. You're getting who we got and how they can use them and what cast they can afford.
Yeah. Yeah.
Marantha's over.
Anyway. Yeah, it is. The state of the Marvel, or the state of the multiverse, ladies and gentlemen, give us your thoughts in the comments below. What do you think the state is? I think it's a mess. I think if I were going to grade it on a scale of DC to Endgame, it's a right mess. Somewhere in there with like Daredevil and the first Hulk type mess where you're just like, ugh.
I would not compare it to those two. Or Amazing Spider-Man. Well, you think those two are better than Amazing Spider-Man because you didn't compare
it to
Amazing
Spider-Man. That was just awful. I'm saying
I don't think it's that big of a mess. I think there is a master plan more than an outline, but it's going to be slower and we have different threads to follow.
I hope
the
so.
Movies and the have seen sloppier. The TV shows, I feel, keep getting better. Not necessarily writing, but the quality of special effects and directors and stuff. Because, I mean, the Hawkeye is not my favorite, but it is higher quality than Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Not
a bit,
by
yeah.
writing or directing, just by like, oh, they've put more money into this. They believe in this. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I think we're in the, I was going to say the end game now, the long game now. I think, as Kevin Feige has hinted at before, they should even drop the word phase and just be like, here's what's coming.
Yeah.
Like, there's not phases. Like, here's our different storylines. Like, comic books don't have phases.
They do have...
only when they, like, reboot, events, like, Marvel though. Now. Yeah, events. Yeah. But that's not a phase. You could have 2 events a year. You could have 0 events a year. Only some characters are involved in the event.
Yeah.
Not every comic but ties into my favorite event, Secret Empire. Some of the characters apply to it.
But everything's got in the same universe, and you're aware of it.
We already know that. It's like all you need to do
it doesn't feel like
Mad Rapport, and you're like, okay, they reference a fictional city that only exists in Marvel.
We left a very, very cohesive, very lived in MCU. At the end of Far From Home, basically, to now where it kind of feels like we're back to square one, where most of Phase One, except for the Stingers, felt really disconnected, but yet it was working towards something because at least the Stingers connected it some.
Well,
it feels more like that than it does a lived in shared. Universe.
I feel like we're moving towards that a lot in the next part of Phase 4. A Thor sequel.
With which one?
A Guardian sequel. Like, we're getting a bunch of shows with characters.
We just had a Doctor Strange sequel and a Spider-Man sequel.
Spider-Man sequel felt very much a part of the MCU. The Statue of Liberty was even getting a Captain America
awful.
Shield added to
that
it.
That was awful.
Stupid idea, but it would probably happen.
In story points and why. Just to have extra MCU imagery in the movie, it was stupid.
No, I agree, but like the connection is there. I think we'll get more of it as most of the movies we mentioned, Black Panther 2, Captain Marvel 2, they're all sequels to characters that from Phase 3 and even Phase 2. Like Ant-Man and the Wasp, we're getting back characters from Phase 2. Captain Marvel, we're getting characters from Phase 3. Wakanda Forever, same thing. Character, where we're getting the return more than even the TV shows, and definitely more than the movies. We're getting the return of characters we know, and the if in the case of a character is dead, like T'Challa, we're getting his family back and his allies back. So I feel like we're the next year of Phase 4 will be better.
Hopefully.
Or even starting with Thor. And then we have Secret Wars, which is a Nick Fury-based show.
We don't... Oh, you mean Secret Invasion.
Secret Invasion. Say, we don't know anything there's too about many secrets. There's too many wars. There's too many everything in Marvel. So
you know what? There's not enough of me wrapping up this hour-long show. And
oh, it's
in
longer
order
than
to do that, guys, check out LRMonline.com. Check out LR... Oh. Check out LRMonline.com every day for all of your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. All of our, hey, look, my photo edit. All of our interviews go up here, reviews, written, and podcast stuff. The podcasts are available, news aggregation and reporting on, like, rumors and putting our opinions on things of what's in the news. All of our podcasts, like Anime Versal Reviews, The Cantina, which does Star Wars stuff, all go up on the Genreverse Podcast Network, along with Breaking Geek Radio, which Nick will talk about in a second. All of the podcasts are in video format now, and available on our YouTube channel. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the red subscribe button so you don't miss all the podcasts, as well as the genre shot trailer reactions. And like Nick mentioned earlier, we have our Discord, which we are fairly active on. So join us in the conversation. Nick, tell them a bit about Breaking Geek.
Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, is the child of me and Brandon Jones. And you know, it's kind of like the follow up to Los Fanboys. If you enjoyed that, you get a bunch of news and you get a movie review.
Successor.
Yeah, they're doing X this week, which is because of fan requests. Because we take fan requests, ladies and gentlemen. But I will not have seen it because I'm too poor. I don't have $20 to rent it with. But that'll be this week, and we're there for you every week on Breaking Geek Radio. The podcast.
There's the radio voice. Yeah, guys, social media information down below, all that good stuff. And I think I say...
Like, subscribe.
Yeah, I think I say Excelsior.
Enough said.